The president's call to duty? I want you to be more competitive.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. Welcome to the Morning Open, when we take a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its trading day. In his State of the Union speech last night, President Obama stressed the need to make the country more competitive, in part by cutting corporate taxes. More on that in a minute. First, let's take a look at the markets. Where's Wall Street? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 7 points, less than a tenth of a percent, to 11,969. The Nasdaq is up 5 points, 0.2%, to 2725. And the S&P 500 is up 3 points, 0.25%, to 1294. Walmart stock is down 0.25% this morning on news that China has fined the retail giant for lying about prices. Walmart's accused of overstating discounts and charging more than advertised. Boeing's quarterly profits were down. The plane maker made fewer deliveries in the fourth quarter than they had a year ago. Boeing's stock is off more than 4% this morning. Some good news on the horizon, though. Boeing just landed $1.5 billion contract with the U.S. Navy. The president gave his State of the Union address last night. One economic theme that came up again and again, America's place in the global market. Here's the president.
So, yes, the world has changed. The competition for jobs is real. But this shouldn't discourage us. It should challenge us. Remember, for all the hits we've taken these last few years, for all the naysayers predicting our decline, America still has the largest, most prosperous economy in the world.
Here to talk State of the Union with us is Mark Zandi, chief economist with Moody's Analytics. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, what struck you about the president's speech last night?
Well, I think you got it just right, Stacey. He framed everything in the form of a competition, U.S. businesses against the rest of the world, particularly against China and India. And, you know, I think Americans enjoy like a competition, and I think that's a very effective way of him to frame the discussion.
Right, that's true. One of the things that he brought up several times was spending more on education and how important that was to the global competitiveness.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think our nation's comparative advantage lies in producing things that embody a very skilled and educated workforce. And so if we are going to be able to compete, we need to have the best and the brightest, and that means we need to educate our population. So I think his emphasis is dead on, and I do think we need to invest more in our people if we're going to be able to compete effectively.
Another thing Obama brought up was corporate taxes and possibly cutting them.
Yes, and I think that's a good idea. I think there's widespread support for that, both Republicans and Democrats. I think it is the case that our corporate tax code is riddled with loopholes, and if we close those loopholes and so-called broaden the tax base, that we can raise enough revenue that we can lower marginal rates for businesses. It won't add to our deficit, but it will make American companies much more competitive, that the tax rate that they pay here on their profits will look good relative to tax rates overseas. So I think that's also a good idea that has bipartisan support.
So it won't add to the deficit because it's closing loopholes, even though it is also lowering the tax rate? Do I have that right?
Yeah, you have that exactly right. I mean, it's just riddled with very specific loopholes for industries, very specific companies. Just closing those loopholes down will generate a lot of revenue, so much revenue, that you can lower marginal rates for businesses and not affect the deficit.
Economist Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life. AllianzUSA.com. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
Toyota announced this morning that it's recalling 1.7 million vehicles. This time, the problem is with various faulty parts, including defective fuel devices. Alisa Roth covers the auto industry for us. She has this report.
Toyota's been working hard to repair its reputation after it recalled millions of vehicles last year. It sounds funny, but this latest recall actually proves it's paying attention. Alan Baum is an auto industry consultant in Michigan.
In an ironic way, this is their system working in terms of generating concerns in their vehicles before the regulatory authorities find those concerns.
This recall isn't as alarming as some of the previous ones, namely the problems with unintended acceleration. And it'll have less of an effect for drivers here, since most of the recalled vehicles are in Japan. Toyota just took the title of largest automaker by number of vehicles sold for the third year in a row. But its own problems and increased competition from other companies like the Detroit 3 may make it hard to hold on to that title. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The federal government isn't the only one facing difficult budget decisions. A lot of states are in hot financial water as well. Illinois is in particularly bad shape. To close its $15 billion budget gap, the state has raised its income and corporate taxes by more than 50%. Now New Jersey is hoping to cash in on that. The Garden State started an ad campaign to steal fed-up businesses away from Illinois. Janet Babin has more.
New Jersey's broadcast ads throw some not-so-subtle barbs Illinois' way.
Have you had enough of Illinois' outrageous tax increases that stifle businesses and cause jobs? Then move your business to New Jersey.
Hi. New Jersey's corporate tax rate is 0.5% lower than Illinois' new higher rate. But political advisor Charles Gabriel at Capital Alpha Partners says you also have to consider the Garden State's income tax rate.
Spin lies in the hands of the advertiser. They can gloss over the fact that they still have a higher personal income tax rate than the state of Illinois.
According to the Tax Foundation, people who make more than $40,000 a year will pay higher income taxes in New Jersey than in Illinois. The state's two governors are lobbing insults at each other through the media, and Governor Christie heads to Illinois next week to make his case to businesses in person. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
If you have any thoughts, we'd love to hear them. Send us a letter at letters@marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Working from home can have some perks, staying in your PJs, your bed doubling as a desk, and not needing to drive, of course. But can telecommuting really help save the planet?
It's quite possible to generate more energy from the building standpoint by telecommuting than you save.
I'm Kai Rizdal. One less excuse for working from home. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.